White Fang by Jack London. Narrated by Stuart Crank. Part 5. Chapter 1. The Long Trail. It was in the air. White Fang sensed the coming calamity, even before there was tangible evidence of it. In vague ways, it was borne in upon him that a change was impending. He knew not how nor why, yet he got his feel of the oncoming event from the gods themselves. In ways subtler than they knew, they betrayed their intentions to the wolf dog that haunted the cabin stoop, and that, though he never came inside the cabin, knew what went on inside their brains.
"Listen to that, will ya?"
the dog musher exclaimed at supper one night. Weed and Scott listened. Through the door came a low, anxious whine, like a sobbing under the breath that had just grown audible. Then came the long sniff, as White Fang reassured himself that his god was still inside, and had not yet taken himself off in mysterious and solitary flight.
"I do believe that wolf's onto you," the dog...